Later this year, Aussies will answer a question that could change how Australia is governed. The referendum will determine if a First Nations voice to Parliament should be enshrined in the Constitution. But have Australians got enough information, details and insight on the proposition to make a decision? Griffith University Reconciliation Project Officer Tina O'Keefe says people lack a basic understanding and don't realise there are multiple layers to the referendum.
First of all, is the part where we recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the first peoples of Australia. We are the only Commonwealth country that do not recognise their first peoples in their constitution and in law. The second part of it is establishment of the voice, which is basically, and the way that I compare it to, it's a bit like our university. Our university has an elders and knowledge holders board, and when the executive general are talking about anything to do with Indigenous people, Indigenous Australians, they will refer to or ask the committee about their opinion. So it's sort of kind of like that, but it will be with federal government.
Tina O'Keefe says despite the significant amount of discussion circulating the referendum, many Aussies are still unaware and need to learn more if unsure.
I think once we have a date that the referendum is going to be held, I think people might then be more interested in learning about what's happening. I know that within my own family and friends. My friends will ask me, what's going on? I don't really know a lot about it. I know the no vote is saying things like, don't no vote no, but, you know, we want to sort of kind of say to people instead, not sure, learn more.
I've taken to the streets of the Gold Coast Griffith Uni campus to see if Tina is correct. Do people, particularly students, really understand the voice to Parliament?
My understanding of it is that it's a body of approximately 52, I think, Indigenous Australians. But it actually is, I have little idea, and the legal implications of what they can do and the power or authority they have within Parliament and Australia, I'm not too sure about. So my stance at the moment is unsure.
Honestly, I don't know much about it at all, and I feel like the resources out there are pretty limited in terms of trying to be educated about what it really is and what it's going to look like for our country. My parents sent me like a podcast about it and I still haven't looked at it. It's like 30 minutes, but I know I really should because they both said it's really good and it will help. But yeah, I just don't know much about it at all.
Tina O'Keefe says these student responses are no surprise, as often in society, the majority is unaware of minority issues.
We are only under 4%, around 4% of the population, and we are a minority in terms of numbers. But I think it, in that way, it's very easy to not ignore us, but not be aware of our issues.
Despite all the uncertainty surrounding the voice, Tina O'Keefe says that there are many Griffith University resources available to help students decide.
There is a lot of information. There's actually a web page the university has called The Voice. Lots of great information on there, including a panel event we had on Sorry Day just before Reconciliation Week. So the recording's on there. So we have lots of constitutional lawyers external to the university, as well as our own internal people, smart people, lawyers. So there's a lot of information out there. So happy to guide students, but you know, we need to be really careful in a position of power as staff, if that makes sense. But you know, students, if you are keen to get out there and make a difference, or you have some opinions of your own that you'd like to add in, we're happy to hear from you.